name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The point to discuss today is about what is mentioned here in chapter 26 of the Gospel of Matthew as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, verse 26, برضو. أنا بسهل عليكم الحكاية خالص. 26. واخدين بالكم؟ It said that our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciple and said, take, eat, this is my body. والباقي احنا عارفينه. And took the cup and gave thanks and gave to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. The point here is, as they were eating, يعني the question was this. They were eating, and after or while they were eating, or as they were eating, our Lord Jesus Christ gave them the communion. وفي القداس بنقول, likewise, after supper, he took the cup after supper and mixed it of wine and water. يعني بعد العشاء خد الكاس ومزجها, مش كده؟ After supper, and here as they were eating. Now we have two points to discuss. The first point is that why our Lord Jesus Christ gave them the communion, the first liturgy. It was the first liturgy. Gave them his body, his flesh, and his blood while they were eating or just after supper. بينما احنا دلوقتي بنصوم. The two points, why to give them the communion as they were eating, and the second point, why we are fasting before taking or sharing the communion, at least زي ما قلنا for 9 hours. The first point is that ليه المسيح اداهم وهم بياكلوا. Why our Lord Jesus Christ did this while they were eating.
ما عرفش بس متهيألي because he was still with them.
He was still with them.
Now if in another verse he said when the bridegroom will leave, then they will start to fast.
This is one point.
This supper was a very special supper. It was the Passover supper.
Yes.
It was a symbol of the communion.
Yes, this is
so
very
it was
important.
They began the symbol and they continued to complete the.
This is very important point. This is very important point. The point mentioned by Fadi was about fasting in general. Our Lord Jesus Christ, they asked him about fasting in general. Why the disciple of John fast while your disciple do not fast? But here we are, this is what Maggid said. عشان كده هنرجع ورا شوية in the same chapter now, verse 17. طلع لنا verse 17. Yes. And on the first day of the feast, what is this feast? It was the feast of the Passover. The feast of Sa'ati Samu Passover or unleavened bread. Ya ma yisamu al-fisḥ, ya ma yisamu al-fatir. Okay? The disciples came to Jesus saying to him, where do you desire that we prepare for you to eat the Passover? So they were eating the Passover. They were eating. It was not just meal. It was not just an ordinary meal, an ordinary supper, which occurred every day. It was very, very special supper. It was the Passover. You see? And that's why, عشان كده هيقول في verse 19, and the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made the Passover ready. Okay? While they were eating the Passover, our Lord Jesus Christ gave them the communion. أنا هرجع بقى شوية في موضوع الباسوفر دوت. على فكرة في موضوع الباسوفر دوت في الليلة دي بالذات, our Lord Jesus Christ عمل 3 actions, 3 events. One of them, he spoke to them about that one of them will betray him. Verse 21. And as they ate, he said, truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me. This is the first thing during the Passover. The first thing is mentioned in the Gospel of John. John 13, والآية 4 و5. الحاجة التانية, the second event, and our Lord Jesus Christ, he rose up from supper and laid aside his garment, and he took a towel and girded himself, and after that poured water into a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet. This is the second event happened in this Passover. The third thing which happened is this. He gave them, all of a sudden, they were surprised that he took the bread and blessed, thanked, and gave them not only bread, but he said to them, this is my body. And the cup full of wine, he took, blessed, thanked, and gave them, take, drink of it, all of you, this is my blood. These are the 3 events happened in this special Passover. This is one point. The other point, أنا لازم أرجع معاكم شوية في الباسوفر نفسه, لأن لازم نعرف, it is like a Bible study. The Passover is very, very connected or started with the 10th plague, الضربة العشرة, from God to Pharaoh. نرجع لشابتر 12 في البوك of Exodus. شابتر 12. جبت لنا شابتر 12. ايه اللي حصل في شابتر 12 في البوك اوف اكزودس؟ ربنا قال لهم حاجه مهمه جدا, قال لهم حاجه هتحصل in this very very important day, and not only it will happen this very important or very specific day on which they shall leave Egypt, not only this, but they have to keep it in all their generation. هات لنا كده, جبت لنا شابتر 12, خلاص, يس, ابتداء من الايه, ها, 4, يعني 4, يس, هنجيب بقى من الاول, on the 10th day of this month, on the 10th day of this month, من أول ثلاثة أو آية ثلاثة. من أول ثلاثة. Speak to all the generation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month. ده ربنا بيقول الكلام دوت لمين؟ لموسى, عشان يعملوا الليلادي اللي هم they will leave Egypt. In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them each man a lamb for a father's house, a lamb for a house. خلاص؟ بعد ما ياخدوا إلام for house, هات لنا الفيرس 5, your lamb shall be without blemish. خدوا بالكم, على احنا مش عايزين نقول كلام just saying, no, it is very important to notice that this lamb will be or must be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take from the sheep and or from goats. خلاص. وبعدين بقى تعالوا هنا في الفيرس 6, you shall keep it لغاية 14th day of the same month. أنا عايزكم تلاحظوا حاجة. Each house, each home will have a lamb. خلاص؟ احنا عندنا بيوت كتير. So many people. يبقى عندنا كام lamb؟ I think thousands of lambs. And even so, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it. مش kill them. It is in a single. God is pointing to a single, a specific Passover. مفروض أن يقول أن كل الأسمبلي, all the congregation of Israel shall kill these lambs. He didn't say that, but he spoke as if he is speaking about one lamb. So from the very beginning, our God is speaking about one lamb. It is the Lamb of God. This is very important. المفروض, according to the language, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill these lambs. لأنه بيتكلم على lambs. So this is the first point which confirm that we are not speaking about these lambs which will be slain, but the eyes of God.
Only one.
This is one point. Alas, not only to kill this lamb, but there is very important thing, which is some of the blood to take them, some of the blood, strike on the two sides, post and upon the upper door post of the house. So there is something to be done with the blood. Why? خش على بعدها. خش على بعدها. خلاص؟ اللي بعدها اللي هي فين؟ اللي هي 13. عشان نمشي بسرعة شوية. The blood shall be a sign to you upon the houses where you are. They. Why? Because when I see the blood, وخدوا بالكم من الكلمة دي. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. من هنا جت كلمة pass over. احنا عاملينه pass over. يعني ايه pass over؟ When I see the blood, I will pass over you. خلاص؟ طيب الحكاية مش كده بس. Not only to kill this lamb, not only to take the blood, but also الآية 8. هتلاقينا 8 verse 8. They have to eat the flesh. They must eat the flesh, and not to eat the flesh haphazardly. No, roasted with fire. This is to refer how passion, how sufferings is the real lamb will suffer. خلاص؟ تشير إلى عمق وشدة الآلام أن الخروف ده مشوي بالنار. To refer how severe were the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. وهيتكلم على ال unleavened bread اللي هو الفطير, to refer that who wants to share in this Passover must have a new life. لأن العيش الفطير ال unleavened bread ما فيهوش خميرة, والخميرة دي متاخدة من عجين قديم. الخميرة this leaven is taken from an old عجين. يعني ايه دف؟ دو is taken from an old one, but now nothing is old. A unleavened bread, حياة جديدة. طيب هو الحقيقة مش كده بس. ده في حاجة كمان. هات لنا نفس الإصحاح and verse 46. It was amazing in this. It shall be eaten in one house. خلاص؟ You shall not carry any of the flesh out of the house. طب إيه رأيكم بقى في اللي جاية؟ Neither shall you break a bone of it. ما تكسروش عظم. خلاص لو سمحت تجيب لنا يوحنا 19 and the verse 36. Yes. وما قالش كده بس، لانه مكتوب. It is written here in the book of Exodus. Yes. For this thing. لا هي الحقيقة قبلها اللي هي ايه؟ When they came to فين؟ بس اللي قبلها ان هم راحوا يكسروا العظم بتاع ال yes but one of the soldiers لا انها but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead they did not break his legs. اللي بعدها ها اللي بعدها 36 for these things were done خلاص so that the scripture might be fulfilled اللي هي ايه not a bone of him shall be broken. خلاص الكلام ده حصل ليلة ما خرجوا، لكن it is not only the case but there is very important things اللي هي ايه اللي هي هات لنا برضو شابتر 12 في البوك اوف اكزودس يعني هما ذبحوا الخروف وكلوا وخرجوا من مصر خلاص قال لهم نو verse 14 يقول لهم في ايه this day shall be a memorial to you تذكار ليك you shall keep it as a feast to Jehovah تحفظوه عيد خلاص throughout your generations you shall keep it as a feast by a law forever. يبقى هيحفظوا العيد ده فريدة دهرية. فwhat happened they used طبعا الأول فصح حصل بعد كده ها كلوه في مصر الفصح الثاني كلوه في سينا بعد ما عبروا البحر الأحمر and they started to keep this feast year after year year after year year after year until our Lord Jesus Christ came. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ wants to put very important fact. أيوة. عايز يقول لهم إن this Passover, خلاص, is me. This is the symbol and I, the real. طب ممكن نجيبها من كورنثوس الأولى عشان نخلص بقى ونجيبها بقى نكونكلود. كورنثوس الأولى 5:7. خلاص يا سلام for also Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us أظن فيش أوضح من كده يبقى الباسوفر بتاعنا هو كرايست الفصح بتاعنا هو المسيح واخدين بالكم according للي أنا قلته ده كله when our Lord Jesus Christ did this Passover it was the last Passover he wanted to يعني ايه يطبع to print in the conscience of the disciples and the church that this Passover was just a symbol راح حاطط الرمز وحط الحقيقة جنب بعض they were not eating just meat they were not eating مجرد supper but they were eating the Passover the symbol and now he is telling them that this Passover was the symbol and it is now fulfilled through me I am the real Passover Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us and when they were celebrating the Passover through unleavened bread هنا ابتدى يتكلم بولس therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven لأن الخميرة زي ما قلت لكم عبارة عن عجين قديم بياخدوها من عجين قديم فمش هنعيد بقى بخميرة قديمة we will not feast through old leaven nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness but with the unleavened bread which is sincerity and the truth خلاص. يبقى الإجابة بتاعتنا بقى ليه المسيح, why our Lord Jesus Christ gave them the communion after this meal, it was not just a meal, it was a Passover. And this Passover was referring to the real Passover, اللي هو مين؟ اللي هو المسيح. عشان كده حط دي جنب دي. Yes, Fadi.
Just a comment, يعني.
Yes.
في verse 8 هنا بيقول but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, truth is one of
yes
the names of
Christ. Yes, I am
the way
and the truth. خلاص.
That would explain the one that I while they were eating, he gave them.
Yes.
So. The word supper is not accurate. We have to say the Passover.
يعني هو باعتبار
السفر is not accurate.
Because all of us have to know that this supper was the Passover. And it is written in the same chapter, اللي هو chapter 26 of the Gospel of Matthew. The communion was in chapter 26, verse 26. And the Passover in the same chapter, but I think verse 17 or something like that. مش عارف. So it is
known.
It is well known. في الموضوع.
Now it is different from أبونا من بعد العشاء ما حد لقى على يهوذا وجوريس
yes بالنسبة
different subject.
ها a different subject but لو جبت لنا برضو chapter 26 بتاع ماثيو, هات لنا chapter 26 بتاع ماثيو.
عايزين
نثبت
يهوذا موجود ولا لا؟
اه ما انا هقول لك هو
was the same day and the same supper.
فين?
When he gave Judah, it was he was sitting on the table with them.
He was sitting on the table with them, and our Lord Jesus Christ said then that one of you will betray me, and they said, who, Master, who? Alom keda, who dip? Who will dip with me in the dish? خلاص? وبعدين غمس معاه اللقمة أهو اللي قبلها شوية الذي يغمس معي. Yes. He answered and said, he who dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. And he said to him, he said to him, what are you doing? Do it fast. This is one point. What our Lord Jesus Christ gave to Judah is of what Judah shared the disciples is the Passover, not the communion.
Not the New Testament.
Because it is said when he took the bread from the dish, دخله الشيطان. Satan entered him. دخله الشيطان. فقام وخرج. After he went out, he went away, our Lord Jesus Christ ابتدى يدي. دي موضوع تاني لان في ناس اختلفوا فيها, لكن I think ده الرأي الكنيسة.
عشان سوني سألت سؤال, هل يهوذا كان سمعه ولا لا؟ انا يعني معرفش الموضوع ده, سمعت رأي ان هو لما كان يوحنا مميل على المسيح, فيعني ربنا قاله كده من غير ما حد من التلاميذ يسمع. ده رأي بس معرفش.
يعني السؤال وقتي يهوذا سمع المسيح
وبيقول
ان
مين
اللي
يغمس
في الطبق بتاعه هو ده
الخير
ولا ما سمعش ولا ايه؟
الحقيقه فسأل يهوذا قال له هل انا هو يا سيدي؟
سمع
جودة سمع
قال له انا
سمع بس هي
ما كانش يحط
ايده الخطيه بتخلي الواحد يبقى غبي على فكره. Sin make man stupid. Yes, yes, yes. النقطه الثانيه عشان انا مش عايز اطول, احنا ليه بنصوم؟ طبعا احنا عرفنا دلوقتي ان المسيح اداهم ده مش مجرد اكل خلاص. One a very important rule in our church. This rule is that we receive each blessing for every blessing, every spiritual blessing in our church, we used to receive it by fasting. We used to receive it. يعني مثلا الأعياد, the feasts. Feasts are gifts of God, are blessing. We always receive our feasts through fasting. Plus, we always receive the sacraments. Sacraments are blessing from God. سواء baptism, سواء confirmation, سواء anointment of the sick, whatever. All these blessings are received in our church through fasting. We use to prepare ourselves by fasting. دي نقطة, يعني this is only one point. يعني بس زي ما قلت. ما أنا هقول لك دلوقتي الكونفيشن والجواز. هقول لك دلوقتي. معناها. Accept the confession and
if you consider it blessing.
يعني مثلا الرول في المعمودية, ها, that the person who is to be baptized must be fasting. The priest who will baptize him must be fasting. خلاص. الكونفيرميشن نفس الحكايه. لما نيجي نعمل انديل اللي هو anointment of the sick, all of us must be fasting except if the sick man اللي احنا بنعمل له الانديل is very very sick, we can excuse, we can give him an excuse. خلاص. يبقى each blessing, even
الانديل اللي بعد الظهر دي.
لا طبعا بعد الظهر مش رايق. بعد الظهر المفروض ابونا يعمل صلاه تبريك منزل, لكن المفروض يعمل الانديل ده اللي هو ايه, يعني سر مسحة مرضى. سر مسحة مرضى, anointment of the sick must be done while we are fasting. خلاص. بالنسبة للconfession, it is very very good for any person to come to confess and repent while he is fasting. But بالعربي كده ما بنصدق العيل يجي عشان يعترف. خلاص. العيل والكبير. فيعني we didn't put this as a condition because we are facilitating the matter for our kids or our congregation. Not to put a condition, you have to come because anyone who is sinful and or sinner and want to come and to repent, we must not put an obstacle to him ونقول له لازم تيجي صلي. لا احنا ما هنصدق يجي ونبوس ايديه كمان عشان يجي. خلاص. This is one point. بالنسبة للسر الثاني اللي هو المارج, سر الزواج. الحقيقة في كان زمان الطقس في الكنيسة بيتم في باكر الصبح وهم صايمين. But we may have an excuse from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. الآية اللي قالها فادي دلوقتي. قال أن لا يستطيع بنو العرس أن يصوموا ما دام العريس معهم. فادينا excuse. اللي هي الآية اللي هي جت في مرقس 2:19.
احنا عايزين ندور على excuse دي
فاحنا جبنا لكم اكسكيوز اهو بيبليكال. اكسكيوز بيبليكال ده مرقس 2.
سيبونا ما ربنا قال بقى انا معكم كل الايام والى انقضاء الدهر.
ها
ربنا قال ما انا معكم كل الايام والى انقضاء الدهر,
مش كده برضه؟ بس احنا هناخدها على العريس. مرقس 2 verse 19. And Jesus said to them, اهي كان the sons of the bride in the bride chamber first while the bridegroom is with them. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. فاحنا بنعتبر الكلام ده مش بنحوله بقى على العريس نفسه اللي هو المسيح العريس الحقيقي. حتى لما يبقى في عرس بنقول ان the sons of the bride chamber cannot fast while the bridegroom. فاحنا بنعمل excuse في العرس. لكن حتى even so in the first first days of the church where they used to do.
And until now, and I remember Abuna Ben Arius, when he was our priest,
yes,
here way back. I remember Fahad, he did the marriage of his daughter.
Yes, it is done
during the liturgy.
Yes.
I think after the liturgy, not during.
During the
liturgy.
ليها 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 حتة معينة قبل الليترجي بتاعة القداس القديسين. خدت بالك؟ This is one point. I can say to you also, even the service, the ministry, أي خدمة. Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself did not start His service except after He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Not only this, but in the book of Acts, chapter 13, طلع علينا كده chapter 13, book of Acts, يقول لك إن التلاميذ كانوا صايمين وهم صايمين الروح القدس قال لهم افرزوا لي برنابا وشاول. خلاص؟ وبعدين صاموا وصلوا ووضعوا عليهم الايادي فين؟ Then من اول اهي ده من اول اثنين ايوه as they minister to the Lord and fasted بينما يخدمون الرب ويصومون. خدتوا بالكم حصل ايه؟ The Holy Spirit said so then separate Barnabas and Saul to me for the work to which I have called them. فعملوا ايه؟ صلوا وصاموا تاني. Then having fasted and they prayed, laid hands on them and let them go. So, even the service is to start with fasting. لما بنيجي نرسم قسيس, the person نفسه اللي هو is to be ordained, هيبقى fasting. The bishop or the patriarch who will ordain him is fasting. All those who will share in the ordination and in the liturgy must be fasting. And even this person, after being ordained, he goes to the monastery to spend 40 days fasting. So there is a rule in our church, and this rule is that we receive every blessing by fasting. دي نقطة. نقطة التانية اللي عايز أقولها لكم. نقطة التانية اللي عايز أقولها لكم. على فكره في تعبير عجيب قوي قاله الامبرويس, هترجمه لك بالعربي بالانجليش. احسن اترجمه لك بالعربي تبقى مشكله. قال كلمه غريبه قوي لان قالها مكتوبه بالعربي بس بطل كان بيقول ايه. يليق بالذي يتناول جسد الرب ودمه, والكلام ده لينا كلنا على فكره ليا قبل في داخله, ان يكون من الداخل في نقاوة أحشاء العذراء التي كان في داخلها جسد الرب. إيه رأيك في التعبير الغريب ده؟ قوي جدا. Those who are to receive the communion must be as pure as the womb of Virgin Mary, in which the flesh and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was as pure as في نقاوة أحشاء. فشوفوا بقى الكلمة دي حطوها كده وزي وحطوها جنب الرول اللي أنا حطيتها من شوية, إن إحنا we receive each spiritual blessing through fasting. I will remind you by something also. مرة صموئيل النبي, صموئيل the prophet, went to choose a king instead of Saul. بس راح وقال ليسى, ها قال له هات الولاد, and said to him very important verse. It was خروف هيذبحه ويعمل ذبيحة. But he said to them, sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. تقدسوا وتعالوا معي إلى الذبيحة. صموئيل الأول 16:5. صموئيل الأول 16. شوفوا بقى, دي ذبيحة عبارة عن أكل لحمة, يعني ما هياش ذبيحة, حتى ما هياش فصح. It was not a Passover. And even so it needed it needed from them to be sanctified. Yes. لما راح يختار
قبل
وسب اختار الاولاني الكبير قال له لا مش هو ده لغايه ما قال لهم عيال خلصوا فاضل مين قال له فاضل عيل صغير بيرعى الغنم قال له طب روح هتقول فطلع من داود خلاص فين صمويل جبته 16:5 يس ايوه sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice احنا بنتكلم مش على تناول and not for a Passover ده راح كده عادي خالص ومع ذلك it needed from them to be sanctified
عشان الاختيار
خلاص so how much do we have to sanctify ourselves when we are going to receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and the drink His blood. This is one point on another point. هفكركم بحاجة تاني. طلع علينا يا ابني الخروج 19 10 11. ربنا حب ينزل عشان الناس تشوفه. Our Lord Jesus Christ want to manifest His glory. Not incarnation. Just glory. And the mountain was smoking and there was earthquakes وزلزال وحاجة تخوف يعني. Even this needed from the congregation to prepare themselves for 3 days. إيه ده؟ هات لنا يا ابن البتاع دي. هات لنا الكتاب 10. أيوه. Go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow and let them wash their clothes. خلاص؟ قال لهم كده أهو. وبعدين انت لو نزلت تاني لغايه عدد 14 و15 14 and 15 yes Moses went down from the mountain to the people sanctified the people and they washed their clothes and he said to the people خدوا بالكم be ready for the third day do not approach a woman do not approach your wives خدوا بالكم عشان في ناس لما بتتكلم النهارده بتقول التناول ولما بتسال دي ده هنا ما كانش تناول ده مش تناول ده God will manifest himself on the mountain ومنظر مرعب موسى نفسه خاف قال انا خايف I'm terrified Moses himself was very afraid and terrified and even so they have to prepare themselves بس بيبريبير ازاي بالطرق بتاعتهم بقى يغسلوا ويستحموا 3 أيام and do not approach a woman and it happened on the third day 3 أيام in the morning that they were then تيبه thunders lighting and thick cloud upon the fountain and the voice of trumpet was exceeding loud يعني شغلانة بقى كان في حاجة now we are approaching the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. How much it needs from us to prepare ourselves. أنا بدي شوية حاجات. Even Moses. هدي حاجة تانية. أربعة. خلصت من سوزيته؟
لا.
بس حتة تاني. ان موسى نفسه شابتر 24 برضو يا حبيبي من خلاص لما حب ربنا يدي موسى شابتر 24 برضو سفر الخروج والايه 12 ها حب ربنا يدي موسى the commandments خلاص اهو and Jehovah said to Moses come up to me in the mountain and be there I will give you a tablets of stone stone هيديله ستون هيديله حجارة بس الحجارة ديت ها الستون واللو والكوماند which I have written يعني ربنا نفسه اللي كتب خلاص لما طلع موسى فوق خلاص he needed to be on the mountain fasting 40 days and 40 nights خروج 24-18 فين يا ابني 18 And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain, and Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. فعلى فكرة ده اللي خلانا مدام موسيس to receive the word of God written, he needed to fast 40 days. And now we are receiving the word of God incarnate. عشان كده we fast 40 days before the nativity feast. تبالكم ادي جت من هنا ال 40 ال 40 يوم. خلاص يبقى احنا كده شفنا النقطه دي. فاضل بقى 9 ساعات. There is nothing to explain biblically or من الناحيه ال بيسموه ايه اكليسياس. مفيش حاجه كنسيه، لكن اتفق الاباء على كده. ممكن يبقى It is a sort of يعني حتى medically the gastric emptying time is not less than 6 hours. عشان المعدة تبقى فاضية، the gastric emptying time لازم يبقى 6 ساعات. فالكنيسة كنوع من الحرص. There is nothing to explain why 9 hours and to try to تقعد تلف في التسعة دي وتقول أصلا مش عارف تشور إلى إيه. It is nothing but it is يعني بعض الناس يقولوا كده. I think to be logic it is a sufficient period to be sure that nothing is in the stomach and I have to prepare myself by so many things spiritually by repentance and by reconciliation with the others, and also physical repentance, somatic repentance, physical preparation and somatic preparation. يعني ممكن أول واحد قبل ما يروح يستحمى وينظف نفسه ده رايح عرس. And from this physical and somatic preparation, استعدادات الجسدية to be fasting at least 9 hours. I think أنا غطيت الموضوع.
Thank you, Abu. Just a quick question, Abu. Do we have a reference from the history of the church when these 9 hours started and when fasting for the communion in general started?
أعتقد إنها لا مش عارف الريفرنس، لكن أعتقد إنها حاجة قديمة from the ancient fathers، من حاجة قديمة بس مش قادر أجيب ريفرنس محدد دلوقتي.
But they were fasting
yes.
in general
yes.
from day one before
yes.
communion.
Yes, they received the fasting, the first communion from our Lord Jesus Christ during eating because it was a Passover زي ما احنا قلنا. فحب يحط السيمبل والريال الرمز والحقيقة. This was the only exception. خدتوا بالكم؟ الاكسبشن التاني اللي احنا بنعمله لأنه يبقى حد عيان. خلاص. Otherwise لازم بنصوم. وعلى فكرة منصومش 9 ساعات. 9 ساعات is the least period. لكن احنا لما بنصوم مثلا قداس الساعه 3 ولا 4 بعد الظهر، زي ما بنصوم مثلا بنعمل قداسات الصوم الكبير، بنصوم من الساعه 12، فتقريبا بنصوم 15 ساعه نيرلي.
We cannot will be challenged if we said the 9 months of Saint Mary, because if we are speaking about month and we'll make a unit of 1 hour, they can challenge us and say why not 9 minutes.
يعني عشان كده ما احبش انا التفاسير الاجتهاديه، لكن ممكن تبقى لوجيك ميديكالي اند ساينتيفيكالي الجاستريك انتيك تايم بتاع المعده. وانا احب ان انا اتقدم للمسيح، يبقى اول حاجه نزلت في جوفي في يوم جديد ان نيو داي. ذا فيرست ثينج تو دويل ان مي از ذا بودي اوف اور لورد جيسس كرايست. ثانك يو سو ماتش. نعم.
مش كل الشباب يعملوا كده، بس
صام
يعني انه مثلا يستنوا لحد الساعة 12 عشان
ياكلوا
بعد الساعة 12
بيتزا. 12 بالليل يعني؟
ايوه. يبقوا صايمين طول النهار ويجوا بعد 12 عايزين ياكلوا بيتزا.
ابدا عرفينا على الشباب. ليه؟ يعني it is not
يعني
هناخد كل واحد على حسب قامته، ما نطلبش من الناس يعني، لكن احنا الصح ان احنا لنبقى صايمين اليوم كله. Thank you so much. بسم الله والإله الروح القدس الإله الواحد آمين. كل قلوبنا رب نشكرك على محبتك. We thank you, O Lord Jesus Christ. You blessed us and you gave us more than we can imagine. You gave us yourself as real meal or food indeed and drink indeed. مأكل حق ومشرب حق. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ. You granted us to unite with you. You granted us to dwell in each one of us. It's a great honor and a great blessing. Sanctify us and fill us with your peace and with joy, and give us nowadays for these specific days to prepare ourselves that we may receive your presence, your existence in the heart of each one of us, to prepare ourselves through repentance and purification, and to make the next year to be different year, fruitful one, blessed one, in the life of your church and your people, sons and daughters. Accept our prayers through the intercession of Our Lady Saint Mary and all the saints, all the host of angels. Make us worthy now to pray, saying, to our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.